Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, most people do not need a $35,000 horse.
They don't?
What they need is $35,000 worth of lessons. Yeah.
I think you're on to something.
Yeah, I think
there.
I might be on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Now, welcome to our Alf.
Now, those folks with $35,000 horses are making money on their $35,000 rope horse,
right,
or barrel horse or whatever like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I've been to many of those sales.
Yes.
And you're just shaking your head.
Yeah. It's right. Just the horse. It
just remember, you can't ride color or papers.
Right.
Okay. All right.
And you can't breed a gelding.
Dad. That's right. I imagine your wife told you that a few times, right? Yeah.
Well,
all right. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
It is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So we have the do's and don'ts of Valentine giving for cowboys.
This ought to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Your pen and paper out.
Yeah, you're going to want to pay attention to
these.
Right. All right. Yeah. Number one, give her pretty flowers.
Yes.
Don't give her Pillsbury flour. Number two, give her 1-carat diamonds.
One.
Don't give her 1-carat peeler.
No. That's right.
You can get in trouble that way. Mm-hmm. Buy her a bag of sweets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't buy her a bag of sweet feed.
Well, horses need loving,
well,
too.
Right. Yeah. Buy her a camisole. Do not buy her any camouflage.
A camisole.
How about a camouflage camisole?
Hey,
now
I think
you're thinking.
Onto something
Yeah. Make her a candlelight dinner.
Uh-huh.
Do not make her do the dishes. Well, my wife.
Well, who's going to clean up the mess?
I know my wife and I. We've got a pretty good arrangement here.
Yeah.
I cook and she does the dishes, and we're both decently happy with it.
Yeah, we're good with it.
It's not a problem, right?
Yeah. Right.
Give her perfume like Opus Magnum. Do not give her a 44 Magnum.
You'll
be on the wrong end of that one, there,
that's
pal.
That's right. Yeah.
Take her to Aruba.
Aruba.
Do not take her to Cabela's.
Now, my wife would differ.
She might. And some of these, you know, these are interchangeable, right?
Yeah.
Give her a gift certificate to Saks Fifth Avenue. Mm-hmm. Do not give her a gift certificate to Ace on Fifth Avenue. Right.
Or on Pine Street.
Right.
Yeah.
Recite to her soft, flattering lines.
Yes.
Do not recite to her your horse's bloodlines.
Ooh.
Although it might be your wife that's reciting that
I'm
to
here
you.
I'm to tell you.
Yeah. Rather than you.
Cotton, Leo, Tippecanoe.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
there
blah,
you
blah,
go.
Blah,
the
blah,
whole
yeah.
deal. Absolutely. Yeah. Shower her with kisses, but shower yourself first.
First shower.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. Brush your teeth.
You're a little gamey today there, buddy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give her precious metal jewelry.
Precious metal.
Yeah. Do not give her heavy metal CDs.
No.
My wife does not. She does not want like me buying her jewelry.
No.
Well, she doesn't.
How about clothes?
Nope. I learned that really early in our marriage.
Early,
yeah.
Yes.
Right. Give her a box of chocolates.
Yes.
Make sure they are all still in there when you give it to her. Yeah.
Or they don't have holes poked in the bottom.
You poked in the bottom to see which one's which, right?
Yeah.
Give her massage oil. Just do not give her motor oil.
Well, she might need
she might want that as well. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Yep.
Yeah.
But we do have a great show coming at us this week.
Good,
Junie Fisher and Johanna, they've got a duet.
Hey.
Yeah. Elizabeth Ebert has some poetry. Mm. We have R.W. Don Edwards, Writers in the Sky. But let's start out with Craig Chambers, shall we? Crazy, because I love you. Good stuff there from Craig Chambers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, betcha. Crazy because I love you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, we're...
yeah.
All right.
Now, take this for... Yeah,
advice to the lovelorn from the Cowboys, right?
We are so romantic.
Yeah, so let's start out with Baxter Black. I think what we should do. Yeah, he's giving the Cowboys advice to the lovelorn.
While entertaining the Farm Bureau in Ventura, California, I was introduced to three Cowboys who were colluding on a column with the editor of the Ventura County Star. It is called The Love Wranglers, an advice column for the lovelorn, a la Dear Abby. They gave me a couple of examples. The first and last are included here. They inspired the others, and I was proud to be in their company. Dear Saddle Trio, my wife wants a divorce, but still insists on us going to a marriage counselor so she can say she tried. What should I do? Signed, In the Crosshairs. Dear Crosshairs, change states. Dear Triple Tie Down Triad, I'm a 22-year-old ex-model, now bank vice president, with a new Dodge Dually 3-horse slant ranchette with roping arena and 4 credit cards. How can I get my surfing boyfriend to pop the question? Signed, Palomino Yearning. Dear Yearning, kiss your surfing smoothie goodbye and send a copy of your resume, complete with a picture of the Dodge Dually, to the Tri-Tip Cowboys at RideOnBaby.com. Dear Tumbleweed Triage, our first wedding anniversary is coming up soon, and I'd like to get a gift for my wonderful cowboy hubby that will be thoughtful, sweet, and demonstrative of my love for him that will last through the ages. Signed, Still Swooning. Dear Swooning, beer is always a good choice. Dear Tripe Eating Triplets, I'd like to marry my cowboy, Robert, and have proposed to him in a poem, which I can't quite finish. Could you help me? It begins, I'll marry you, I'm ready, Bob, if you'll just get a steady. Signed, Anxious in Oxnard. Dear Anxious, sorry, nothing comes to mind. Dear Triangular Trail Riders, my cowboy's been out on the wagon and I haven't seen him for 6 weeks. Any ideas for what I might wear for our first night back together? Signed, Stars in Her Eyes. Dear Stars, barbecue sauce. Dear Triplicating Cowpunchers, what's the best way to get a guy to commit? Signed, Desperately Seeking. Dear Desperately, commit to what?
Yes, sir, that is some dang good advice there.
You better write seasoned, that stuff down. That is
seasoned advice.
Sage wisdom right there.
Yes. Darn right. Well, okay, so Valentine's Day is the radio show's anniversary.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is right.
Our very first Cal radio show aired February 14th, 2003.
That's right. That was a long time ago.
We just completed 22 years and we're going into 23 years now. Yeah. So I think 22 years of doing this gives us the... don't you think credentials
to offer love advice?
Yeah,
to the lovelorn.
Well, let's ditch out to a cowmercial first, and when we come back, Riders in the Sky, they'll sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.